Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
Ron Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in, and it is the 5 o'clock fire on a beautiful Friday. I hope everybody's got their new year off, started off the right way. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. I've been drinking this tea in front of me. I'm going dry January. I'm going dry January. That fly is trying to tell you something over there, man.
Man, I ain't going dry nothing.
I'm going dry January, man. I
got
to prove.
I got your back.
I
got
to prove to myself that I don't have a problem. I got to prove to myself that it's still doable. I used to do this in my younger age, man. Remember back in the 24-day challenge days? Did you ever do a 24-day challenge?
I did.
Well, I could drop 20 pounds on that 24-day challenge, man. So I'm going to prove to myself that I can do it. Dry January. What are you up to? You got anything? New Year's resolutions? You got anything?
Yeah, I need to stop chewing so much tobacco. I know that.
Yeah, that's about right.
B. Scott got me thinking about that yesterday because I asked him what his New Year's resolution was, and he was good at the time for 10 straight hours without a smoke. And I was like, wait, you're going to stop smoking this year or like this month? Like what? And he said, no, this year. Like, that's it. And I said, damn, man.
He's stopping it all the way around.
He's stopping it all the way around. Ain't smoking anything. And I was like, man. That takes some balls, you know, after you've been doing it for a while. And I was like, I need to do that with the old chewing tobacco.
So at least give it a shot.
Man. I'm going to give it a shot. I've done it before, but I haven't really been serious about it.
All right, the Texans' final injury report this week is out. And as I've said before, I got good news. It's a long injury report, but the good news is the majority of the guys on the list were full participants in practice today. Mm-hmm. With no designation, so they'll be good to go. I broke this down. What I believe are the two important positions to look at, it's the offensive line and the two cornerbacks, really. I say secondary, but really the two cornerbacks, right? And let's start there since that's the big piece. Kamari Lassiter did not practice today and has been designated as out for this game. There's no Kamari Lassiter in this game. I hate that we're in a position where Kamari Lassiter can't play. But he is the one guy on this roster right now and plays the one position where I feel like, hey, if he's not 100% and if you feel like he could use a week of rest to get to where he needs to be for the playoffs, he's the one guy that I feel really good about. Hey, take it off the board, let him sit, let him get right. Because there's too much of a drop-off between cornerback two and cornerback three for me. Derek Stingley Jr., full participant in practice, and no designation for the game, so he's all good. But no Kamari Lassiter. Any concerns for you? I know you don't give a rip who plays this game. You've already announced
not where I'm at all. But
any concerns with Lassiter not playing?
No, not Lassiter. Any of the guys that are your dudes, and Lassiter is a dude. Trent Brown has been a dude. With this, offensive line configuration as it, has stood, Patterson at left guard, Andrew Still at center, Ingram at right guard, Titus Howard bumping back out to right tackle. I think that's the best you can roll with. And if, God forbid, Howard gets burnt, you know, hurt, you got Brown as a backup. He needs to rest to, you know, if that ever has to be the case. Any of your other dudes that have helped you get here, like, they're banged up, battered. Like, yeah, sit them. I'm not talking about Aziz. I'm not talking about Autry. I'm not talking about any of those guys. They've had little nicks and cuts and bumps and bruises along the way, but we see week in and week out, that don't affect guys like Aziz Alshire.
So,
that don't affect guys
so
like
no
Autry.
Problem with Kamari Lassiter,
no problem
right?
okay. with Lassiter. He's good.
You got Derek Stingley. No Kamari Lassiter. Tremont Smith is your third corner. At least he was last week. You never know with this Wallace kid coming out of nowhere. You never know what D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio are going to cook up. But right now it's Tremont Smith. Look, I like Tremont Smith as a depth corner on this team. Mm-hmm. Obviously, last week they took advantage of the couple of reps that Lassiter was out. So, obviously, I don't want to see that happen again.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's indicative of the caliber corner he is. I think he's a serviceable corner. I think D'Amico Ryans will put him in position to have more success and not get beat deep the way he did last week. And so I'm not overly worried about it. I'm glad that Lassiter's sitting out. When you've got – I mean, I think he had a foot and a knee. It wasn't just one injury that he's trying to manage. Now he's trying to manage two, and he's one of the more physical players.
Ankle
on the
and a knee.
I'm what happened?
You've got a mere speed, too. They've been bumping up and down, you know, from practice squad, you know, the weight and bring him back.
Yeah.
So you've got him as a little depth. Maybe he's called up to kind of spell Tremont Smith this weekend as well to give him some burn.
I'd be here to see it. Now, the other side of that is the O-line. And the O-line, the three guys that are worth discussing, that's disrespectful. The three guys I want to highlight, Ed Ingram, full participant today. He's good to go. No designation for the game. All right. Ariante Ursary, full participant. No designation for the game. All right. So those two guys are good. Trent Brown, limited today and is questionable for the game. Trent Brown, another one, 380 pounds. He's working with a bad hand, a bad knee. I would be okay. They got good tackle depth. He proved that last week with Fisher and Titus Howard being able to play at a high level. In this game, I would be okay with no Trent Brown. Now, I do think, as a side note here, Ariante Ursary, I don't know what the surgery looks like. I don't know if he's going to play in a club. I don't know exactly what that looks like. But whatever the post-surgery left hand, right, whichever hand it is, looks like for Ariante Ursary, whatever he's got to play with, I think it's important that we see him play and he gets some experience in this game before it's a playoff game and it's for all the marbles. It's a win or go home situation.
So, tell you what,
can Ariante Ursary play with whatever issue, whatever it looks like? It's a club, it's a glove, it's a plate, whatever it looks like. Can he play with that and be effective at the tackle position?
It would have been nice if we would have gotten a report, like, because Kamari Lassiter was the only guy that was not seen at the portion available to the media today. That means Ariante Ursary was. What the hell was he wearing on his hand, albeit through a light Friday walkthrough? Still, practice, he was a full participant. What did he have on his hand? Yeah. Was it a club? Was it a heavily wrapped, taped glove, you know, over that? Like, it would have been nice. Now, we'll find out on Sunday, but you know as well as I do, Clint, we saw Josh Jones a couple of years ago have to play with a club on that offensive line for the Texans. We saw Titus Howard have to play with a club for a little bit on the offensive line for the Texans. And there was a third guy that had a club. Everybody had clubs on the whole line like 2 years ago for the Texans. Yeah. It's difficult. It's different. It's not the same. I worry about it especially because he's the edge. Nobody's on his left side to help him out. There can be. You can bring Blake Fisher in as that sixth offensive lineman or a tight end or whatever, but that worries me in terms of a pass rush, and you're trying to protect C.J. Stroud, whose status this weekend is not in question. He will play, and you got to make sure he's ready in 2 weeks for the game that really matters.
Well, yeah, that's the bigger part of this should you sit, should you play situation, too. If you're going to play your quarterback, then you should play your offensive lineman if they can go, no doubt about it. But the good news there, Ed Ingram, full go, no designation. And Ariante Ursary, full go, no designation. So you got two guys either healthy or back. And looking up, on the flip side of this, the Indianapolis Colts have ruled out Sauce Gardner. So for what it's worth, there was a thought earlier in the week that potentially Sauce Gardner could play. which I don't know why the hell you would even entertain that. But it looks like Indy said, no, we're good. We're going to put him on the shelf.
Well, same thing with Anthony Richardson. He's out, too, for them. Why they would entertain that is beyond me.
Yeah, well, look, I think they're moving on from Anthony Richardson. I think that ship has sailed. But Sauce Gardner, you got to try to kind of hope next year proves that that trade that you made. And I understand why you did it. Hell, you were one of the best teams in the NFL. You're trying to get better. You didn't know your quarterback was going to go down and all this other stuff. You didn't know he was going to get hurt. So bottom line is it doesn't look like he's going to play. So all in all, that's where we sit with the injury reports. I don't expect anything to change. Obviously, that's a final injury report before Sunday's game. We'll get the actives and the inactives. And you can catch Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne on the pregame show right here on Sports Radio 610. So just stay plugged in, and you'll get that.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the college football playoff games last night. We talked a little earlier about the Final Four, the semifinals. Let's circle back and revisit what we saw. Who were you most impressed with in this New Year's Eve and really this first, I guess, second round of the college football playoff?
Ole Miss, because of everything that we've discussed, you know, everything that they've overcome.
Yeah.
The irony for that had to take place for them to even get the job done. Did you realize the irony last night? They had to go to the state in which they'd lost their head coach to, right? New Orleans and Louisiana, like Lane Kiffin's there, and they had to go there and beat a team that I don't know how many people really expected them to beat. I don't know what the line was. I don't know any of that, but Georgia, they've been a staple. They're there. They're always going to be there. It's Kirby Smart and Ole Miss, the resilience they showed to fight back in last night's game, and then especially at the end, too, when the trophy was on and then it was off. The stage was on the field, then it was off, and the referees, you know, just trying to give, like, Georgia every single last opportunity to get something crazy done. They almost did, 7 laterals later, and Ole Miss took care of it. Ole Miss is my favorite right now. I think they take the whole thing when it's all said and done.
I love the story with Ole Miss. I've been a Pete Golding fan since before he was at Bama. I love the Trinidad Chambliss story. I mean, that's things you write books about. But I got to go with Indiana. I got to go with Indiana simply because the 2-year turnaround by Kurt Cignetti has been it's unbelievable. You want to talk about making documentaries, making movies? Mm-hmm. In fact, he said as much last night after they skull-drug Bama. He was on the stage. They asked him what he thought. He said it'll make a hell of a movie one day.
Yeah,
and so
it will be.
Yeah, look, I gotta go with Indiana in this mix right here. Oregon left a lot to be desired, you know, obviously Miami. I thought that they played a hell of a football game, but again, I said this earlier. To me, I felt like I don't think Miami got Ohio State's best punch. I feel like now they won the game fair and square and were the better football team. It just didn't seem like that's the Ohio State team that we're used to seeing. I mean, you expect them versus an ACC team to be the bigger, stronger, more physical team, and they just flat weren't. Expect them with a quarterback that went to New York and finished fourth in the Heisman voting, you expect that guy to be the better quarterback. He wasn't. When you look up, and they've got, I believe they had 4 of the top 10 vote getters in the Heisman candidacy this year. Where were those guys? Right?
Yeah.
Downs had a hell of a game. Mm-hmm. They made a couple plays. But I mean, it was one of those where, well, they had a real tough
dudes
time.
Dudes didn't show up.
Yeah. So I just view that game I don't think we saw the best that Ohio State had to offer. But nonetheless, they picked the wrong day because Miami is coming now. Miami looked really good once again. They've played 2 of the best defenses in football, whether you're looking at overall defense or you're looking at just ability to pressure the quarterback in A&M and Ohio State. But it's not going to let up any. I mean, you look around the building, and I mean, there's some really good defenses left in this Final Four. So we shall see. I cannot wait for the semifinals. By the way, Thursday and Friday night, Peach Bowl, Fiesta Bowl.
Yep.
That's going to be
6:30 starts.
That's right. It's going to be fun to watch.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, little news that I guess indirectly is related to the Texans. It's most likely the Texans will face either the Steelers or the Baltimore Ravens in the first round of the playoffs at their place. And so all eyes will be on that game Sunday night. By the way, big-time football matchups with Saturday's matchups that are actually going to be for the division. And then with that, and that's San Francisco, Seattle, and Carolina, Tampa.
Yes.
That's going to be must-watch TV. And then Sunday night football is that Baltimore-Pittsburgh matchup for winner for the division. Mm-hmm. Winner takes the division. But Lamar Jackson has been the big what-if there, the big question mark there. His health has been an issue. But it looks like Lamar Jackson has been cleared to play. He's going to play. He's been practicing, I believe, all along. Mm-hmm. Here's Lamar Jackson on some of the, I guess, some of the drama or some of the comments that have been floating out there around him and the Ravens and him playing.
I heard I'll be playing a game at like 1 or 2 in the morning. I don't even do that during the summer, so I don't know where that come from either. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know where that come from.
Yeah, Lamar, they said that you have fallen asleep at meetings. How would you respond to that?
Do you think Harbaugh let me fall asleep at meetings? That's crazy. That's crazy. I'm right in the front. Like, man, I don't know, man. It is what it is, though. Like I said, you just know it.
But for fans, fans do ask, like, does Lamar want to be here? Is he where he wants to be? What do
absolutely,
you say?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's clearly there's more drama in that right there than playing this week.
But yeah.
He is going to play. It's for all the marbles. All Texans fans will be plugged into that right there. I would imagine, look, I'll be honest with you, his back would have to be really bad for me to say, yeah, I want any piece of Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, it's not even in question anymore. During that same press conference we just played a snippet for you of, he said, yeah, 100%, I'll be out there. I've never quit on my team. Don't know where that came from.
Right.
All that crap that he had to answer to yesterday, I have to say, like, I'm very impressed by him, because some of those questions, and, you know, it was from the report, you know, that had him questioning, or people questioning, like, his willingness to play through injury, dissension in the ranks, relationship with Harbaugh, all that stuff. Right now, tomorrow, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I don't care how the Ravens have looked all season long, I don't care what Lamar's looked like here recently, the Steelers and TJ Watt, who, by the way, is good to go as well, are going to get everything that he and that dynamic duo of Jackson and Henry have to offer, because Jackson, like maybe never before, has a lot to prove. He wants to shut all that noise up. You're going to get the very best he has to offer. And if they do get the job done, and if the Texans do have to face the Ravens, how poetic is that going to be if you have the opportunity to slay that dragon in which you have never done before?
Right. Yeah, man, it's going to be must-see TV, and we'll see who we get matched up against Sunday night. I'm Clint Sterner alongside Sean Bajani. That is your 5 o'clock fire. We are out at Twin Peaks 290. Come on through. The beer's cold. The top shelf tequilas and bourbons are flowing. The menu, you can't go wrong, baby. So whether it's happy hour, lunch, dinner, or one of them late nights at the Peaks, man, they're staying open till 1 a.m. So late nights are a thing at Twin Peaks. If you can't get to 290, there's four other locations around the city. And so make sure you stop through when you can. Doors are open. They're open even longer than they typically are.
1 a.m., baby.
That's right, man. So stop through. All right, here we go. If you weren't aware of just how much of a mess the NCAA actually is, I've got a couple of college football playoff happenings, going-ons, if you will.
Okay.
That'll shed a little bit of light on that. We will talk about how much the NCAA is. I got a couple of these stats. Are these not even stats? They're more of like info pieces.
Okay,
just little nuggets for you.
I like it.
Golly, the NCAA, you got to be kidding me. That's next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Twin Peaks off 290, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in. And we're with you for another couple of segments. Come on through. We have not given away the Colts-Texans tickets yet. You can win tickets in the next break. You got about 15 minutes to get by here. You can win tickets in the next break. Get you a raffle ticket. If you're in the building, make sure you got a raffle ticket in this raffle box to my left, your right. If you're out there and you're listening, you're close, Twin Peaks, 290. Jump in here real quick, get you a ticket in the raffle box and see if you can't win the Texas ticket. Those tickets are courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as Tom Ball Ford in particular for making this happen. Football Fridays have been a blast, and Thirsty Thursdays have been a blast. Mm. And because the Texans qualified for the playoffs, and we will be in the playoffs. Obviously, next week we will have a Thirsty Thursday and another Football Friday as well. Keep an eye on all of the Sports Radio 610 socials. Obviously, stay plugged into Sports Radio 610. We'll let you know where we're going to be. I believe our next Football Friday is Boomer Jacks in Katy. I'm not positive. Don't go emailing my boss now, but I think that is where we are next Friday. But stay plugged in to all things Sports Radio 610, and we will get you caught up on those locations.
Follow at Sports Radio 610, and you don't have to worry about it, because the latest information is always there.
There you go. That's right. Brandon Scott does an unbelievable job with SportsRadio610.com and all the social medias, so be skeezy. He's done a hell of a job. The great college football. There's a lot of complaints about NIL. There's a lot of complaints about the transfer portal. There's a lot of complaints about Tulane and James Madison should have never been in this thing. There's a lot of complaints about how did Ole Miss move up in seeding when they lost their head coach and this and that and all the drama. There's a lot of that jive was going on. How did Alabama get in with three losses? How did Notre Dame not get in and Miami did? Look, there's a lot of complaining that goes on. It's just the society that we live in. But the reality of it is I don't know that I could have been more entertained in the second round of the college football playoffs than I was.
Yeah.
I thought the games were tremendous. You had a skull dragon, yes, but it's Indiana. It's an unbelievable story, and it was Alabama taking that ass whooping. Unless you're a Roll Tide fan, you probably greatly appreciated that, right? And then, you know, you look up, and the way Texas Tech lost, the scoreboard looked a little bit different than the game did to me. If you're Texas Tech, you're disappointed as hell because you lost, no doubt about it. But that was a much closer game than 23-0. Neither one of those teams were impressive.
No, I can't believe it was that close, to be honest with you. The three early turnovers by Texas Tech.
Yeah.
And for them to still have a chance.
Yeah.
It was more of an indictment on Oregon, I would say, at that juncture than anything else.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. I thought they left a lot to be desired. And then, of course, you know, last night's game was lights out, man. Mm-hmm. Last night's game was absolutely lights out.
We needed one of those, like, last night.
Yeah, man. I'll be honest. You know, with two babies at the house, it's hard for me to stay up or be distracted from them.
Yeah.
With something that's not Arkansas or not Texans or not Astros or not Rockets. It's hard. Boy, I was dialed in last night.
Yeah.
That whole damn game, I was dialed in. But and we've talked all about that. Look, where we landed is we've got Indiana, Oregon in the Peach Bowl. We got Ole Miss, Miami in the Fiesta Bowl. But there's a couple of things out here that, by the way, talking about I'll start with the good. The transfer portal and the NIL stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize that all four of the quarterbacks that are left in the college football playoffs are all transfers?
Yeah, yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
I mean, the parity in college football right now because of the transfer portal, and I guess NIL. I think it would have worked anyway without NIL, but because of the transfer portal, I think the parity in college football is as good as it's ever been.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing, though, don't you? I mean,
oh hell yeah, it is. I mean, unless you're Nick Saban and we're paying folks at Alabama, then and you were better than everybody else, and what Ryan Day was doing at Ohio State, and you were getting better guys as you're paying everybody.
Yeah,
unless you those guys, I'm sure, are pissed off because of the playing field is more level, but
you can do it, and it's on the up and up. I just look at it from this way. Maybe it's very simplistic. The fact that if you're a quarterback, let's just say. And you've got the ability to go somewhere where a coach and a system and a culture fits you best.
Yeah.
And maybe you'd made a mistake before. Maybe they'd made a mistake before, and you can correct that and go to the best place for you in your future. I mean, that's ultimately what it's all about. And they get paid now. It's a win-win.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, I just think it's a beautiful thing, man. You're right; it's a win-win. They got to put some guardrails on it, but they get this thing figured out. Now here's on the other side of this. Talked a little bit about the NCAA, and the NCAA and the College Football Playoff Committee and all that. I mean, they get butchered all the time, and NCAA is one of them that I believe 99.9% of the time deserves it, and we should hear more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes you got to hit rock bottom or things have to come to a head before you figure some things out.
Sure.
And I don't know what the answer is. I really think the answer for college football right now is for the powers that be in the NCAA to sit down with Nick Saban and make him the figurehead of that. Or not figurehead is not the right word. Make him the top dog and decision maker.
Commissioner
of
sorts.
Commissioner, yeah. The work. But you know that you got an opportunity right now to capture lightning in a bottle from a standpoint of like this guy's been in the mix. Now he's covered it. Now I mean he's been at the top. He's been middle of the pack at Michigan State. Like he's got a wealth of knowledge that I think would just help put some guardrails on what the hell is going on in college football. I think that's ultimately the answer, and that's why that hasn't happened to this point. Just shows you how much of a mess the NCAA is. Like, why this is still a – Nick Saban is openly saying on college – I don't know how much you watch College Game Day.
Religiously.
He is openly talking about what he would be willing to do for the NCAA for the betterment of college football. And it's still talking about, well, if they called me, I would. Literally, Pat McAfee is going out there and like, campaigning for the NCAA to call Nick Saban and get this done. Now, I don't know that Nick wants to be a commissioner, but at least sit down with the man and get this thing figured out.
Well, look, I mean, they need at the very least somebody to lead an advisory board or just to be an executive advisor.
Right.
And he would be the best person for that. I just wonder if they feel like he's too closely removed and they're worried about if there would be biases involved. To me, that's silly in and of itself, and even a further indictment on what's really wrong with the NCAA. It's you have literally somebody that's been an institution in the sport willing to say, hey, let me sit down and we can do this thing together and help make this the best it can be.
Well, we're beyond like, hey, y'all need an advisory board. This doesn't need to be any more difficult than you've got Nick Saban sitting right there with all the experience in the world that's willing to, and he's campaigning to help you, and you don't extend a hand. Like that's just how bad they. It's almost like they've said, y'all wanted NIL and y'all wanted transfer portal. Hell with it. Y'all can deal with the problem instead of acting like men and adults and fixing the damn issue. The Nick Saban deal, and here's the other one, kind of a product of what Nick Saban's trying to fix, is I don't know what's going to come of the situation at Ole Miss
right
now, but there are six coaches on that staff that are actually going to coach it, or at least right now the plan is they're going to coach at LSU next year. And the transfer portal opened, what is today, the second or third? Today.
I think it opened today.
The transfer portal opened today.
It's open for 2 weeks.
And so the athletic director at Ole Miss is having to field questions about what is your offensive staff, really is what it is. Is your staff, the six coaches that are going to LSU, are they going to coach in the Fiesta Bowl in the next round of the playoffs?
Why is that even a question?
Well, yeah, that's the problem here. Yeah. The transfer portal opened up. LSU's sitting over there. They're working for those guys. Hell, the players that are at Ole Miss that are going to go to LSU, you're working with them every single day. Mm-hmm. And here's the more interesting part is the athletic director didn't have an answer. Mm. The athletic director said, I don't know yet. We're going to enjoy this victory. We'll talk about that tomorrow. So clearly, I only say that to say I don't know all the details, but clearly the athletic director didn't – I mean – if it weren't a possibility, the athletic director would have said, man, get the hell out of here. We ain't worried about that. These guys are going to coach. Clearly, it's a real possibility and, unfortunately, a reality in college football right now. And I only say that to say, how bad does the NCAA have to be for us to be in a situation where the Ole Miss situation a week ago, 2 weeks ago, could get worse?
Yeah, I just don't know why this possibility exists. Why this is just change the damn calendar. If you change the calendar, this is not a problem.
Sounds like you've been listening to Saban.
Well, if you want to call him like logical, then I would agree. Yes.
That's right.
You know, it's ridiculous. You have 6 days, dude.
Right.
You have 6 days to prepare your football team, and you don't know if you're going to have six coaches. Was it like half the staff? The most important people responsible to get your team prepared to play. You don't know if they're going to be able to do that just so they can go hit the recruiting trail?
Yep.
Get out of here.
All right, we got to give away some tickets, Sean. We got to give away some tickets here at Twin Peaks 290. We are going to do that in this break, but we also got to make some predictions. Texans, Colts, Sunday, potentially could win the division. All hands on deck game. We'll review the injury report real quick and talk about what the Texans need to do to win this game, as well as some final score predictions from Sean Bajani and I. That's next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Twin Peaks off 290, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in. And we've done it. We've done it.
Survived it.
We showed up at Twin Peaks on a beautiful Friday, Football Friday. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors and all of our Houston area Ford dealers, Tomball Ford as well. We gave away four $25 Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards. We gave away a Tomball Ford oil change. And again, courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers, we gave away two tickets, a pair of tickets to the Colts-Texans game on Sunday. And again, a game where we potentially could still win the division. We got to do our part. We got to win our game versus the Indianapolis Colts. And then we got to hope that at the same time, we'll be scoreboard watching. At the same time, we got to hope that Cam Ward can pull a rabbit out of the hat and beat the Jacksonville Jaguars it's in Tennessee, isn't it? Go ahead.
Is it? I think it is Tennessee.
It don't matter. Either way it goes.
What would have been?
It's a steep climb, baby.
What would it be a bigger miracle if the Titans beat the Jags, or if Georgia would have ended up beating Ole Miss last night, having done like 15 different laterals en route to the end zone?
Oh wow,
that almost
was
happened.
That not a miss?
That was.
Did you watch the whole end of that game?
I watched the whole thing. It was fantastic. I loved it.
I could not believe. I guess I can. Having spent some time with Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells was the most detail oriented coach I'd ever been around. Mm-hmm. I mean, we spent as much time going over situational football as we did really anything. Yeah. And I don't mean third and long or this or that set 2 minute. I mean like stuff like that last night. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that. If you fall on that ball, the clock doesn't move. There's 1 second left in the game. They onside kick, they recover it, mm-hmm. and no time ran off the clock.
Yeah. Well, see, is it that no time has to run off the clock, or time's off the clock, it's at zero, but because you recovered the onside kick, you're entitled to that one play?
No, time runs off the clock.
Okay.
Now, Ole Miss... All Ole Miss had to do mm-hmm. was touch the ball, and the clock starts, and it's game over. Georgia recovered it. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss said, hell, let me get away from it. Don't matter. Well, Georgia recovers it. No time runs off the clock.
Yeah. Well, you know, the announcer said, let McDonough, Sean McDonough, who did the play-by-play in the game, he said, Kirby Smart has every play in the book. He's prepared for anything. Apparently, he, too, was even prepared for that situation last night.
I don't know if he was or he wasn't. All he did was kick an onside kick and get it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, for them to be able to, like, recover it, like, clearly, if their coach, Golding, was as familiar with that rule, like, all you got to do is touch it. Just go after the ball and touch it. There's no
and
time
even
left.
If they recovered, it's over. But yeah. Like, all he had to do was bat it out of bounds, and it was over. But, like, mm-hmm. the point is just, like, clearly neither – I don't know the either coach, but clearly Pete Golden didn't know exactly what to do in that scenario because he thought the game – hell, they done dumped water on Gatorade on him and everything. He was so
it
wet.
It was funny watching him and then Trinidad Chambliss – Chambliss was like,
what the hell is going on?
WTF?
No question.
Yeah, what's going on?
No question.
I just want to go celebrate.
Texans Colts on Sunday. And here's just a quick review of the injury report. No Kamari Lassiter. He has been ruled out. Derek Stingley, full participant. He is in. And then the O-line group, Ariante Ursary, full participant. He was in. Ed Ingram, full participant. He is in. And Trent Brown is the only offensive lineman that was a limited in practice and is still questionable for the game. Mm-hmm. Everybody else on a long, long injury report, a long list of players, was full go at practice today and ready to go. So with the exception of Kamari Lassiter not going and Trent Brown being banged up, I know there's a couple of other players that aren't. But Johnny Carter,
well, he's corner. He's a cornerback. He's questionable. You know, because you don't have Lassiter, you only have Amir Speed on the practice squad, you're starting Tremont Smith, presumably. I don't know, maybe a Johnny Carter and Amir Speed get some run, too.
Well, maybe they do. We'll see. And maybe that has something to do with Tremont Smith getting beat deep last week and that limited spot play that he got with Kamari Lassiter out. But key is those guys are in the game, or at least they're healthy, and they were full participants, and there's no designation with the exception of Kamari Lassiter and Trent Brown. There were some other guys, but those are the two headliners that we need to be aware of. And like I said earlier, I have no problem with Kamari Lassiter not playing. Even if it were, if this was a playoff game, could you go? Yeah, he probably could. But this game, I'm good with him sitting out. And I'll be honest with you, 6'8", 380-pound Trent Brown, I'm okay with him with a knee and a hand or whatever the hell he's got going on. I'd be okay if he rested for a game as well. But this is a game the Texans need to win to give themselves a chance to win the division. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of other things. I mean, it's not radio friendly, so I'm not going to run down the list. But this Texans defense can be like best in franchise history in several different categories. Points allowed, yards allowed per game, and there's just a long laundry list of where this team, assuming they handle their business, which they will, that this Texans defense in particular can set franchise records. So. I think it's going to be a fascinating game to watch either way it goes. But I believe that D'Amico Ryans will have these boys ready, and it'll be a game that they're all gas, no break. We'll see.
I agree.
And again, you got to pray and hope that Tennessee can pull a rabbit out of the hat and beat Jacksonville. And we may end up with a home game next week. That would be a beautiful thing. On the other hand,
I guess stranger things have happened.
Maybe. on the flip side of that, Pittsburgh and Baltimore are the winner of that game.
Sunday night
is going to be for the division, and that is more than likely who the Texans will end up playing, either going to Pittsburgh or going to Baltimore. And the key there is Lamar Jackson has practiced all week and is healthy and appears to be all go. So we'll see. Got to watch that game anyway, but definitely watching to see, hey, man, what kind of Lamar Jackson are we talking about?
Sure. Well, right? And T.J. Watt's back for the Steelers as well after the
D.K. Metcalf
punctured lung thing, too. Yeah, no D.K., but if the Steelers make the postseason, he'll be back because then he'll have served that two-game suspension and, you know, all is to be forgotten, but – yeah, that Ravens and Steelers game gonna be a must see TV on Sunday night.
Yeah, all right, let's get it rolling here, and I know, look, you may have to dig a little bit, but what we like to do here at this point in the show is Texans win if.
Okay.
Texans win if. I see you smirking over there. Don't be no smartass. Now, what you got?
Texans win 26-0.
I didn't ask for a projection.
No, just by
see, boy, I asked you about the cornerbacks
I'm
earlier, and
you
went talking about O-line. Now, I'm talking
about... No, because you threw me into a hole saying, oh, Bijani thinks they can rest everybody. You know, it's going to be too easy.
What it sounded like to me, that's what I heard.
Texans win if Riley Leonard is not the second coming of Peyton Manning. And Jonathan Taylor does not run for 205 yards like Derrick Henry would if he was playing the Texans this Sunday. The Texans are going to win. It's not even going to be close.
Yeah, look, I think the Texans win if the offense, you don't have to come out and have a fast start like you had last week, but if the offense can figure things out enough to be complimentary once again.
Hmm.
I mean,
are you looking for him to do that against the Colts team that is so depleted at this point?
Yeah, no. This, I mean, I know I know we want to minimize what the Colts are doing, but two of the last three games, they gave Phillip Rivers a chance to win a game in the fourth quarter. And that, and it was against Seattle and against, who was the other one? San Francisco blew them out. Two of the last three games, it was Seattle and Jacksonville, right? Two of the best teams in football right now. And both of those teams in the fourth quarter, they had a chance to win the game with Phillip Rivers playing. And so, look, I don't think Riley Leonard is Phillip Rivers, but I think we got to go out there and we got to put it together on the offensive side of the ball. Also, I mean, you look at what the Texans have done. Two of the last three games, Geno Smith and Jacoby Brissett have had much better games than they expected to have against our defense. Now, we handled business. They didn't get in the end zone a lot. We took care of business. But if you look at it, nobody expected Jacoby Brissett and Geno Smith to go out and have good games against our defense, and they did. So,
but that Geno Smith, that Seahawk game, though, that to me is one I circle right now, looking back in hindsight. The Texans, not once. That's the defense did not show up to the party that night on that Monday nighter. Never have you questioned them showing up. You know, it's the start of a football game before. They've actually turned it up two notches since then.
Yeah, I need 200. I need 200 plus and two touchdowns out of CJ. I know it's not a lot, but I need that out of CJ. This can't be one of them goose eggs that obviously not on the scoreboard. This can't be one of those games where they go out there and sputter for three quarters and can't figure things out.
With the
exception of two really good schemed up plays last week early on, that was hard watch.
Yeah,
that was a hard watch. Projection, prediction.
I told you 26-0. It's gonna
be. You got 26-0.
It's gonna be a shutout, dude. Riley Leonard.
Another shutout.
Come on, man.
Will we have one shutout this year so far?
Against the Titans, 26-0. I'm calling for two. 26-0.
Well, that'd be nice to have two shutouts, both against division opponents.
Absolutely.
That'd be fun to talk about going into next year.
Yeah.
Boy, I can't go. I can't go there.
Is this Texans defense going to give up points to Riley Leonard and the Colts?
I'm going 31-10.
31-10. You're going to sacrifice 10 points.
31-10. Okay. I think right after I got through telling you how good this defense has been two out of the last 3 weeks, I think our defense scores. I'll even go a little further. I think our defense scores a touchdown.
Ah.
And I think C.J. Stroud has a day.
Let's go. That'd
I think
be great.
C.J. Stroud has a day. I really do. It's we need it, man. We need C.J. to have a day. And I'm talking about one of them days where it's in the system. It's, you know, 70%+ completion. It's staying ahead of the chains. He's been really good of late, throwing the ball away and not taking sacks, but more so having answers for pressure and not holding the football, not wasting downs. And I think when he gets the opportunity to hit a couple of big plays, which I was highly disappointed last week, there were two opportunities to hit big touchdowns that would have blew the game wide open.
Yeah.
And he didn't even give him a chance. And I'm not saying you got to hit him. Just give him a chance, man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he's got to – I think he does that this week. I think he doesn't just give him a chance. I think he hits him. And I think we win convincingly, comfortably. And unfortunately, I believe Jacksonville beats Tennessee.
How badly?
I think we're
going to go 40 burger on them.
I think we end up going to Pittsburgh.
Going to go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm going to take. I mean, look, really. I mean, when you look at that thing, you got.
I'd rather go to Pittsburgh.
Well, you got Aaron Rodgers and no DK Metcalf, or you got a potentially limited, like significantly limited Lamar Jackson with no defense, and so I don't know, man. I think Aaron's going to pick them apart with the group that he does have, and I think we end up going to Pittsburgh.
Okay. I don't hate that. I'm here for it.
We're in it, man.
I want to break Aaron Rodgers.
Big shout out to Twin Peaks for having us. Big shout out for everybody that came out and joined us, got involved in the raffle, Academy Sports and Outdoors, all the Houston area Ford dealers, Tomball Ford, obviously. Big shout out to you, Sean Bajani, and Colin.
Sir.
Colin back behind the glass on the ones and twos, keeping us alive. Big Andy, Weatherman Andy, greatly appreciated. Where did promo crew go? There he is. I appreciate you as well. So we got us a big game. Hopefully next time we talk to y'all,
let's
baby,
go.
it's going to be time to be talking about a playoff game. Not hopefully. We will be talking about a playoff game. We'll do that. Until then, Houston, we love you, baby.
And I know it's going to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.